UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
You're listening to 93.9 The Ville, powered by Isaacs and Isaacs Injury Lawyers. WeWin.com.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look. Now look at this steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mendez. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin.
8150,
93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And this is now the station of truth and truth tellers only. And I know you know where I'm going with this today. You fell for that. Goodness gracious. Steve Rummage on vacation. Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Morning, Marcus. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Nikki.
I'm well. I had a good night. I went to Moon Taxi last night.
What the hell is Moon Taxi?
It's another station that plays music around here. WFBK. They do the Waterfront Wednesday thing. And I'm ashamed to say I'm in my third decade on this little round pebble we call Earth. And I don't think I'd ever been to a Waterfront Wednesday. And so it's Janet's, like, one of her favorite bands. So we went, and it was crazy. Ran into a dude I worked high school with. Like, I worked with when I was, like, a senior in high school. Hadn't seen him in, like, literally 15 years.
It
was
like, what do you mean worked high school? Like, was he your wingman or something?
No. Sorry. The phraseology was weird.
Me and my man was working high school.
Yeah. Oh, man. No. I was, like, maybe a freshman, sophomore in college, and he was, like, eighth grade freshman. But he worked at my family's restaurant at the time, and we just reminisced and laughed about all the craziness that was. And some potential labor, violations. Statute of limitations ran out, baby. It's okay, you know. Went in family restaurant, you know, under the table business. You know what I'm saying? Under the table business. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know. So we laughed about that stuff. Had a good time with that. Moon Mullins was there. Moon. Cooper Hassan,
of course he was.
Ran into his ass parking my car, and sure enough, I look over and there's Coop waving in his spot, and so we all walked down there together, and then he went off on a safari with a friend. And yeah, it was a good time, good music, good atmosphere, wasn't too hot. Moon Mullins was there, Cooper Hassan, old friends, another kid I played high school hockey with ran into. It was some Louisville ass spit, if I have to say
Cooper
that, because like
Cooper doesn't miss the station?
You know, you know. He was talking about, hey man, I might need to go in there and park and say hi to Greg Galliott. You know, I mean, typical Coop. Mayor McCooper, as I call him.
Right.
You know, man about town, Cooper Hassan. So, but it was Louisville as hell because, you know, you can't spin a dead cat without running into somebody you know. And these were like random people I hadn't seen. But great show, good atmosphere, good night.
Good times.
Yeah, how about you, buddy?
What did I do yesterday? Well, my day would be extremely disappointing. What did I have? I had some good lunch. I don't remember what I had, but I remember it was good.
Which?
It was good. My which was awesome.
Okay, did you do what I said with the...
Absolutely not.
Oh, man, you got to do it.
No.
You got to nuke the buffalo, man. I'm telling you.
No, I just...
As is, it's fine. But I'm just saying, if you want to go from, like, silver medal in the Olympics to, like, Simone Biles...
Fair enough.
Throw that thing in the microwave.
No, Nikki. You know what I did? I didn't take your suggestion. I did my normal afternoon routines, a little bit cleaning, straightening up, and organizing my life. And
That's what I got going on tonight.
I think I got some Amazon package that I was happy about, and it's a shame when you don't remember like what packages you get. When you don't remember what packages you get, you say, okay, I've been doing too much Amazoning and all that good stuff. So I just did my normal evening, you know, rotation.
She's gone. We'll never see her again.
By the end of the night, Nikki, I finally get to the social media world. You were concerting, so you have no idea what happened in this.
You were saying that, you know, people fell for it, and what happened last night?
Can somebody please send me
the Cliff's Notes version? What did I miss?
The Milt Wagner original tweet. Tag me in it or tag Nikki in it and send it to him. Tag the original Milt Wagner tweet, please. Tag me into it. Send it because I want to be able to read this to Nikki. I really want to be able to read this to Nikki. And it, like, I'll give everybody a couple seconds. If you can tag me on Twitter. Nikki. Ever since the John Calipari is going to Rome. Was it Rome or Spain? Spain, right?
Yeah, it was Spain. It was Spain.
John Calipari is going to Spain, and Kenny Payne is not, and we had big momentum shift because of that, right?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Is this the Jeff Goodman, not Gordon thing? The fake Jeff Goodman thing?
No.
Oh, there was some.
Maybe. So,
yeah.
Okay. So ever since then, I've been getting tagged in these little stories where they're, you know, they put out a tweet and then they put DJ Wagner's face on it and just put a phrase by it. And then another one comes out, Bradshaw. It's like the fake story troll level, it's just looking for one person to lose their credibility on. It's hunting for you with fake stories. And it's exposing people who just want. Okay, is this it? Source. This is how it is.
Yeah, it was originally, I saw this last night. It was originally, they had a Jeff Goodman.
Louisville has parted ways with Milt Wagner. Previously served as program's director of player development and alumni relations. Grandfather of top recruit DJ Wagner. A true desperation hire that seemed to have backfired. I don't know who I was more disappointed in. Right? Because listen, it caught some people.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah.
And then I started trying to think, okay, I don't want to get mad at the people it got, but here's the thing. I always talk about the psychological phenomena that is confirmation bias, you know? And between confirmation bias or, I forgot the other thing about, you know, vision, how you your eyes just kind of plug in holes naturally, your brain just kind of, you know, puts in stuff that's not there and you don't realize it. There were so many people that were, this was their aha moment, Nikki. This was their gotcha moment. They couldn't wait. You know what this reminded me of?
I'm listening.
18-year guy that says, LeBron James is washed up. But
he says it every year.
They've been saying he's old for the latter 9 years of his career.
Yeah, like ever since he had 28.
Think about it. He was 28 years old. They were like, he's getting old. He's in year 20, Nikki.
Yeah, and he's as good as he's ever.
I mean, no, even if he's not, are you really going to do this for 12 years?
Because eventually you're going to be right.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. You're never going to run out of gas with you were waiting. You're sitting here waiting every day hoping for the tweet that DJ Wagner is going to Kentucky so you can get up on the table and scream, we should hire Milt Wagner. Like a Milt Wagner player development and alumni relations is like a job that you covet so high. You have not known a player development and alumni relations a person at this university for the. You did not ever know who was player development and alumni relations under Rick Pitino, Denny Crum, Chris Mack, Scott Padgett. You have never known a player development and alumni relations player in history. Now, all of a sudden, Milt Wagner getting the job is like, well, we better get DJ Wagner if we're going to give Milt Wagner a director of player development and alumni relations job. That's just it. You better get him. So that tweet comes out, and that guy couldn't hold his urine. We got him. We got him. It's already falling apart. In month four. They already fired Milt. We're not getting DJ. You fell for that. I'm sorry if I blew your ears out, listeners or Nikki.
No. I was.
Sorry.
No, my glasses are hurting my giant ass head. That's what the problem is. No, you're fine.
Player develop. I'm sorry. I thought that developing DeJuan Wagner, who was the number one player in the nation, and then developing him, who developed another number one point guard in the nation, in DJ Wagner, I thought that would qualify you to be a guy and works in the field of player development. Oh, that you also won a national championship at. You're also an alumni of. Hey, do we have an ideal? Hey, how about somebody who developed two number one point guards in the last 12 years of their life, or 18 years, two number one point guards? Yeah, I think he might know something about developing a player. Marcus, it's all in jeans.
Are we about to have a nature versus nurture?
Yeah, you're right. Right. No, listen. Yeah, okay. Give me the argument if Milt was 7'1" and then his kid was 7'3" and then the next kid. Yeah, I'll do genetic nature nurture conversation with you. Because we better get DJ because we gave Milt a player development position, an alumni relation. Jesus. And that tweet comes out. A true desperation hire that backfired. You couldn't hold yourself. Which says, you can't wait. You're wearing a cardinal bird on your chest. and you're hoping it's the all-time delegation thing. Stop going towards danger. You're addicted to going towards the danger. It's the Geico commercial. Quick, head for the cemetery.
Yes. What's that voice?
You seen that commercial where it's like where young people make bad decisions in scary movies?
Oh yeah, it's like that. Yeah. That's what you do.
Let's hide by the chainsaws over there.
And the guys behind them is just like, this isn't even fun.
This ain't even fun. You are just going to keep on finding the worst case scenario and running towards it. This is a horror movie, and you're actively hunting for the creepy. So why can't we just take the car?
Are you crazy?
You're God. In a world that we live in, I can't think of a player development and alumni relations person on God, Jesus. So anyway, people wear a cardinal bird on their chest, and you'd wish chaos on your program just to be right. Ty Spaulding was on LSL. He says, talks about IARP, says, you know, a little leakage out or you know, whatever. I'm paraphrasing, you know, word around a campfire. Is this going to be some scholarships? And now, Nikki, the punishment. It's going to be some scholarships.
Sign me up. It's like, let's make a deal. Yes, absolutely.
That was my first reaction. And that was my second reaction. Then my third. I don't know. I want my scholarships. I'm getting greedy. Listen, I've watched you say we're not punishing the people that are not involved.
Is it the KP effect too? Because now all of a sudden it's like, well, scholarship's going to be a 5-star. So, yeah, I mean,
that's a good point.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, there were bad scholarships before, but now that's the
I was doing a thing. I was doing a terrible job of explaining the emotion on the scholarship thing. Okay. This is what the emotion is, Nikki. It's the negotiation. I'm in the mood to negotiate, right? I'm not just giving you my scholarships either. Like, okay. If we said one year tournament ban and that's it, right?
Right.
I won't like that.
No.
I won't like that. I feel like if we met there, though, if that's where the negotiation ended up, I can live with it. But I don't want to start there. I want to start with a scholarship. Are you crazy? So then, if it moves to 2 scholarships, then I can say, okay, deal. Stay away from my tournament. So,
all right, I'm going to need you to crush me here. And I'm not saying I feel this way.
I'm listening.
But I feel like maybe I'm doing a pessimistic viewpoint.
Be careful.
How many U of L fans would take trade-off of postseason ban this year, keep all your scholarships, and then you're done with it, as opposed how many people would take that deal right now because you have an out. You have an out. If you don't, you're not making the tournament anyway. It's all found money this year. So the guys up the street can, whatever, we're not in the tournament anyway. You have a deflector shield up and you have all the scholarships, and we still, you know, you still have faith in KP that he's gonna make it rain with those things. So
okay, put it this way. Bunch of people out there are nodding their head with you right now. right?
And I'm not saying I feel the way. Of course I want to play in the tournament.
I know what you're saying.
But.
No, I know what you're saying, and people think you're rational, right? They think you're rational. They think you made a great point. Yeah, just get it over with and might not be good, right? That's why God brought Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage to this city. That's why God put Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage right here. The sports guys, the regular guys, whoever.
What's the line from The Dark Knight?
Whatever.
Not the heroes we deserve, but the ones we need right now.
Whatever deity you credit creation to, put Marcus Maben, Steve Rummage here at this moment to say, no, 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 I expect, listen, even after looking through the disappointing eyes of Danny Manning, he scarred me up. He scarred. I still say, I don't want the out. And out of no tournament, yes, the pressure's down. The pressure's off. Or, you know, the big picture. No. Nolan's over there. They working to be in the tournament. I don't.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't want them. I don't want to go into any. Take the scholarships. I want my tournament. Do it with eight. There's a line in Hustle and Flow. Where it says, you got to climb Mount Everest with the fewest tools. I enjoy the fight. Nikki, what you're saying is right. Everybody nodded their head. It's like, yeah, well, yeah. If I'm not going to be so good, you determine now, you know? No. No, y'all still owe me for the Damian Lee squad. Y'all still owe me for that. No. I don't need a pressureless season. I don't want a pressureless season. That sucks. I don't want a rebuilding. But here's the thing. I love the challenge. Work with it, Kenny. I don't care. Work with it out because there's a... Nikki, the pressureless... The pressure is 12-win team. You get some guys to stay. I want to see what you can do with these guys. Great, we didn't get Hunter. That would have been fun, but it's going to be just as much fun to say, okay, I saw this kid under a different coach. I see him under Kenny Payne, Danny Manning, Noah Smith. I want to see the difference. So when I do, you know, talent up my room, I can say, okay, now I know what he does with players. Now I know what he can do in the summer with a grad transfer. This is the information gathering process. And I want the tournament pressure on them. That'd be the worst. That'd be the worst. You're not going to make the tournament anyway. I got to listen to a whole year of that. I'll go on vacation more than Steve if I got to listen to that. My God. No. No. Take the scholarships. You know what I was thinking too, Nikki? Nowadays, listen, scholarships my ass. NIL, we can pay kids. Come to school here. We can get you some financial aid, throw you a little bit of NIL money. I don't care about them scholarships. Louisville education, especially if we get one of these one and dones or something. He ain't going to school for a semester anyway.
You're for a cup of coffee.
Right? By the time the NCAA tournament starts, you didn't pass fail your second semester. You didn't drop three classes, took one pass fail, two online classes.
Underwater basket weaving.
Right. How much is a semester here? How much is tuition a semester?
I think it's like, just like classes, I want to say it's like $4,500, somewhere in there. Well, see, I only took 12 hours, like, each. So
that's probably, all you got to take.
It's probably about five.
All you got to take is 12 hours to stay eligible per semester.
Between four and five, I think.
Five racks for some classes? Boom. NIL? Boom. I don't need the damn scholarships. You can have three. Give me my tournament. That'll piss me off. It's too early for them. I wouldn't expect this early in the morning. Thank you, Nolan's on the clock.
Whoa.
Quick commercial break. When I come back, Nolan's on the clock. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Awesome. I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
Can I?
I'm gonna keep the headphones up.
Motherfucker, I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy. And I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. You know my pants sag low, even though that went out of style like 10 years ago.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Texas says tuned in late. What's the story about Milt with the NIL? Who needs scholarships? Yo, Texter. You know, Drew Diener trained me to reset the show, and it's one of the things that I've refused to do. I mean, the right thing to do is, Marcus, to assume that your audience switches every 15 minutes. No. No. TSL, time spent listening. I want to dominate, continue to dominate that category. You snooze, you lose, baby. Where have we heard that? Nikki, do you have that on instant call? Oh, man, never mind.
I know, I got a hockey it. I got a hockey it.
You snooze, you lose. Texas says this song isn't it, Nick.
No, I know. That was just for me. That one was just for me.
That was Nikki's personal. Oh, here you go. Sorry about that. Okay. Lil T's headed into the break. I told you that. Your boy, let me clear my throat real quick, okay?
I got you. Let me clear my throat. Y'all know real about this now.
Okay. Nolan Smith's on the clock. Everybody's, what are you talking about? Nikki, Nolan Smith.
You snooze, you lose, baby.
hotkey it up. Nolan Smith is in that place every day. Thank God Reese Gaines is over there. Nolan Smith is over there around some OGs all day. Nolan Smith's around Danny Manning. Nolan Smith is around Kenny Payne, Milt. Josh is Middle Earth, right? But here's the problem. They're not active on social media like that. So, Nikki, Nolan's over there around people who are not social media active people. And they don't realize Nolan's a bowl of hunting for smoke on the social media. He's taking this personal. Okay? Nolan wants to know what they're saying. He's reading the stuff. He is the guy who finds the fires early and is ready to put them out. Nolan is the homie that's going to drag us into, into the fight. Nolan's the homeboy that's like, look, he's your guy. And, Nolan is your family member. Like, if they come get you, what's the word? It's the scene in the town where he goes to him and says, I need your help. We're going to hurt some people. And I'm going to need you to never ask me about this again. Right? And it's like, I know you wouldn't come to me unless it was the real deal. When Nolan, when he gets into it on social media, Louisville fans, mount up. Get ready. He's going to get into it. I believe he's already deleted one or two tweets since he's been here. Like, I mean, don't quote me on this, but I believe you know, through secondhand knowledge that he's already deleted a couple tweets. I mean, maybe he's his better half. He says his wife is better. Maybe she's convinced him, like, honey, not yet. Like, we just got here. We just got here. No, girl, you see what they're saying on the net? Hey, y'all, he's on the countdown. Nolan Smith is going to get into some issues. Listen, I can see it now. Kenny Payne is going to hear about it. Now, what happened last night on the Twitter thing? Man, I got to talking crazy. Before you know it, Nolan's going back and forth. Nolan called him something crazy. And Louisville fan base mounted up. Now we got to have a conversation.
I need to have the drop. That escalated quickly.
Yes. This is going to.
I really got out of hand.
Listen, I can just see it. You know why I'm saying this, right? The reason I'm telling you this, Nikki, the reason you know it's coming is because this morning. I've retweeted already. This morning, 41 minutes ago, here's a picture. So 41 minutes ago is what? 9:58. Right? Whatever. Oh, no, 10 o'clock. Exactly. Sorry. 41 minutes ago, Nikki, Nolan tweeted out, 1985 NCAA champion, 1988 NBA champion. Good to see you this morning. And it's Milt Wagner. Sitting at his desk, at his place of employment.
Gainfully employed.
Gainfully employed, throwing the L's up. He can't help himself. He couldn't help himself. That is a social media generated fake news story. And Nolan Smith could not help himself this morning. And this is just small potatoes. I'm telling you. if you are a Twitter person, follow Nolan and put it on notifications and sit back and watch. So when it happens in the middle of the season, listen, when he takes one of these recruits and one of these coaches, put some slick sub tweet out, I'm telling you, it's going to go through Nolan. And it's going to be y'all. So, listen, y'all can believe me now. It's coming. And here's the problem. You can't tame that. Okay? Like, Chris Mack, for everything you want to get agitated, he was here for it. Chris Mack, as a head coach, was here for the social media smoke. You can't control this. Once he does it, he's going to be the face. Like I said, he's going to allow, because he's here for the smoke, he's going to allow Kenny Payne and Danny Manning to work in silence. Because he's going to take the bullets. Nolan's going to take all the social media bullets.
He's going to be the heavy.
Yes.
And then, yeah, right.
This is a fact. So I want y'all to see this kind of play out. Enjoy the show. Let me get to the phone lines really quick. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was real panicked listening to the show as I was driving this morning. But, you know, about 30 seconds ago, I was talking to Milt Wagner, and there were balls bouncing in the background and guys skipping rope. And I don't know where that rumor got started, but I think there's some falseness to it.
And how long did it take for us to discover the falseness to it?
12 seconds.
I'm disappointed it took that long, Doc.
Give or take seven. Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know what goes on in the minds of the idiot, but if they got to worry about something, let them worry about Ukraine or something like that.
Anything but Milt Wagner getting Doc. I appreciate the call. Anything but worried about Milt Wagner being on the job for 4 months, Nikki. And getting fired because DJ Wagner is committing to Kentucky. Y'all bought that? It's so disappointing. So anyway, I don't even want to get drug into that.
I really want to know how many people got. Because look, it's going to sound, I don't even know what this is going
to
sound like.
Somebody sent it to me. Hold on.
Like, I know Jeff Goodman can be snarky sometimes a little bit, but for him to say, like, a desperation hire that blew up in U of L's face, not even he would say that. So the second I saw that, I was like, the verbiage in this doesn't. And then I looked like, you know, and then I was like, oh, who's this Pels dude or whatever?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, man, it's fake. Like, who? I'm proud to say, as someone who's got many times.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Never. Not for a second.
Oh, no, like, Nikki.
No, what happened?
Guess who got?
Oh, some people got.
Guess who?
I saw someone tweet it.
Howie.
Oh, Howie got
Lindsay.
It. No, Howie, no.
Howie. No, Howie.
I've been got plenty of times, but last night I'm proud to say that one didn't even get any traction. Oh, Howie.
Yeah, I'm just going to. Hold on. Yeah. Well, I'm sure somebody can just go, Marcus, I remember that one time. I texted a fake name and you read it on air. I got you.
Got him. Got him.
Oh, so yeah, I'm okay. I mean, a whole lot of likes, a whole lot of quote tweets, a whole
got
lot
like
of
303 quote tweets. You know who actually saw it first?
I'm listening.
Matthew Lawrence from ESPN Lexington. And he was just like, this is fake. Or he said something. He was just like, that was the first person I saw it from. And yeah. I'm happy, Marcus. For once, I wasn't the one. Dare I say, you and Steve are making me smarter. More savvy.
We're alerting people. We're waking people up to the media tactics that you. Calm down. Take a second. Any new juice on Fabio? Rephrase that next time, please. Yeah, I look forward to having him on the roster. Okay. So here's the thing, Nolan. Don't get us in too much trouble too fast. I enjoy having you over there, and I don't want you taking too many bullets too early. Unless we're gonna win. If we're gonna win, I'm here for it. So Nikki, we got 40 at 49 minute mark. You cannot start new subjects. I hate when I'm right here.
Uh-oh.
And I'm ready to get into the new subject. Okay, let's.
If you want, I can do a feature to finish the first hour. So we talked about maybe doing that. Like, what else is going on? You know, or
what are you going to do with your lottery money? Are you going to play the lottery?
Oh, you know what? That's a good dang question. A question that got raised yesterday on the Diener show. I was filling in for Jason.
When's the next thing Jerry Eves got?
Coaches,
you're right.
But we were discussing what sports ramifications, not or just what you would do in the world of sports. You know, forget about philanthropy or buying your mom a house or, you know, yourself a personal helicopter or something. What in terms of sports would you use the money for? And me saying the Balvano Ice Pavilion, the new home of the U of L Cardinal hockey team. Going downtown, and you know what? Also the future home of manual ice hockey and male ice hockey, because that's how you build the sport in this city, through the high schools. My man, Patty O'Sullivan, he'll helm St. X. I'll helm manual. I'm a public school kid. We get a couple bodies. Trinity's got a decent program still.
What?
Get someone to do male, and then all of a sudden, baby, high school hockey.
What would I do in the sports world?
Oh, and then I would throw, I mean, you have $1 billion. So I'm thinking my building costs a little bit, and then the rest of it, you know, throw $50 million to the university for a little NIL. You know, hey, go, you know, give me a linebacker. You know, when Monty graduates, give me a 5-star linebacker. There's a 5-star linebacker on campus for the 502 barbecue this weekend. Let's get him to sign on the line, which is dotted. So a little bit of that action. And then
this is the worst.
Picking up I'm going to buy myself a fancy phone with the little hello?
You know,
Mr. Bridgman, please.
You know what I'm
Junior, gonna... let's get an NBA team, baby. Come on, it's time.
Mr. Bridgman. When you win $1 billion, he's junior.
You start out at Mr. Bridgman. He's still more than me. After I built my hockey rank and I've given money. Yeah.
No disrespect.
Can I call you Junior?
OG Bridgman. when my account says a Billy. I'm sorry.
Well, you're junior. Uncle Sam's going to be all up in that. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things. So the Billy's
going
to go
from. Do not turn
from.
Into that guy, Nikki.
I'm just saying. Like, it's, you know, there's going to be a bit of a wet blanket. Government's going to get their piece. So then Mr. Billy goes from 400, you know, you go back to 400 milli.
Don't do that, Nikki.
It's the truth.
Now, oh, my God. If Steve was here right now, he'd be calling you Invisible Cloak Guy or Invisible Armor Guy. Like, we're playing Cowboys and Indians, and Nikki comes out with the Invisible Cloak in the game. No, we're doing a lottery billion. I'm go from being broke to having a billion. All I would do is make a nicer radio studio and have it inside my home. And I'd invite everybody to do the show from here.
That'd be cool. I would build.
I'd be doing the same thing.
All right, I'm going to name drop for a sec.
I might buy an on three. Just get them on.
Just for like a month. And that way.
I buy KSI. Just look, just for the recruiting cycle. I just. Yeah. Ranking 167.
Wow, Reed Shepard's stock plummeted. Yeah. Weird.
Reese, listen. Your boy, I'm blanking on his name. I'm retroactively.
Robert Dillingham?
No, listen. I am Justin Caleb Edwards. Glenn. Oh, I am going to retroactively give David Johnson his. I'm going to use my billion-dollar influence, and I'll buy the rights to the Mr. Basketball in the state of Kentucky.
Rename it the Maybin Award?
Yes, I'll buy the rights.
The Maybin Award and for high school basketball excellence.
I'll reorganize the board like the governor did to University of Louisville. I'll start doing dirty stuff like that. You know what? This is my board now. You know what? I'm going to put 10 Louisville alumni right on your board. And I'm going to just put you through the hell that I'm in. I'm going to just put them through hell. Just for a little bit of time, though. See how it feels?
You're burning things down.
I know. But listen, I just want to do it for a short time. I just want to teach a lesson. Actually, I'll do the Brewster's Millions with it. I'll make a goal to go broke. You've never seen Brewster's Millions.
Sorry, I know the.
Okay, you know the premise. Yeah, I might just say I want to play a game on how fast I can blow this. I don't know, Nikki. I can blow this money.
Yeah, sorry, bro. I mean,
I would just try to spin as fast as I can, change the recruiting rankings, and just have a blast.
What's this new recruiting site on four?
Yeah.
What's on four?
I would have.
Ruben Owens is a 6-star. I didn't know that was even possible.
Oh, he's coming this weekend. When we come back, big time recruiting weekend. The weather is supposed to cooperate. It needs to cooperate. Weather's you want to grab that before we play out? I'll take that one really quick. Yeah, you can't the lottery. Like, don't tax me conversation when I'm fantasizing about lottery winnings. The last thing I want to talk about is Uncle Sam.
All right, we got Kurt to round out the hour. And then at the top of the
C-U-R-T?
Hour.
C-U-R-T?
Yeah. We got to get that thing out of your throat, man.
I know.
You've been fighting it like the past 20 minutes.
Kurt, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Marcus, I have a quick question. I was listening to Louisville Sports Live yesterday, and a guy indicated that word is coming down that there was a meeting in California. I don't know if it was with the compliance department or whomever it is, that it looked like we may not be facing a postseason ban. Do you have any more information on that? And I'll just hang up and listen.
I appreciate the call. Let's see, I'm mad at him. Kurt has hurt RTSL because that means he just recently tuned in.
Yeah,
he wasn't listening from the beginning.
Audience does turn over, even this.
I know. No matter how much I don't like that idea, there is some turnover. Kurt, no, I was hearing the same thing that you and LSL and Todd Spaulding and everybody else has been hearing. I know I'll tell y'all that Kenny already knew about it, and that's why he didn't fill out his roster with a bunch of crappy players. I'm going to assume that he heard that same rumor. And he said, I'm not going to burn my scholarships on crappy players. Listen, I'm going to go after Hunter. I'm going to go after the other kid. Guys that can game changer right now. There is no more game changers. If they're going to hit me with this scholarship thing, I ain't burning these scholarships. I'm going to go get me a walk-on that can play a little bit. So as soon as they announce these scholarships, I can say, here they are. Here's all seven of them in 1 year. Kick two players off the team, too.
Which two players on the other side?
Right? So now the players' parents are listening. You kick my kid off the team, I'm going to come down to the studio.
You're going to need that billion.
Nikki.
Buy a private security force.
I'm going to clear my throat during the break. Sorry. I didn't even have coffee this morning. Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Good morning, I'm Nick Valvano. This SportsCenter update brought to you by Smash Zone. Get in the game, SmashZoneBaseball.com. U of L corner Keytrail Clark already on the watch list for the Jim Thorpe Award for the country's best defensive back. Caleb Chandler also this week was named on the watch list for the Outland Award for the nation's best offensive interior lineman. Both also getting another accolade. They're named to the ACC preseason all-conference team, the only two representatives from U of L. To hoops. The DJ Wagner saga continues, and ESPN National Recruiting Director Paul Biancardi joined the V-Show yesterday and said that he doesn't expect the back and forth between U of L and UK to go on much longer.
The reason I don't think it would last that much longer is, like, what's going to change?
Right.
Louisville and Kentucky are going to get a couple more recruits. They communicate that with the recruit and his parents, saying, hey, we're going after him. We got him. You know, they let them know who's going to be brought in. They also let him know, like, where his role is for them. So nothing is really going to change that I can see.
Full interview can be found on the GE Appliances Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. Wrapping on the Diamond Reds, they topped the Marlins 5-3 yesterday behind 8 strikeouts from Luis Castillo. They play today 12:35 with the Fish again. The Bats, they beat the Columbus 5-1. Bats Clippers meet again tonight 7:05 Slugger Field. More middays with Marcus Baby next. This is SportsCenter.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.